Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Our co-host today is none other than Coach Dion from Riverside, California. How are you doing, Coach Dion?
I'm excellent and excited about this show.
I can't wait to interview Mr. Schroeder here today, Joe Schroeder. This guy's making waves in the industry that he's in, and he's going to share some really big pointers with you guys out there on how to become successful. Joe Schroeder, you on?
Absolutely. Thank you, Big, and thank you, Coach Dion.
Well, the very first thing that I want to say before we get this interview started is people need to be able to reach you. So that's the very first thing that we want to get out. How can people reach you?
I want to give people my email address. If you'll email me your full contact information with your address, I'm going to have everybody receive a package in the mail. And I've got nightly conference calls, coaching. I teach the power of the subconscious mind.
Wow.
My email is spirit@mywaypage.com. I'm going to repeat that. Spirit@mywaypage, like an ocean wave. Spirit@mywaypage.com.
Okay, so for those of you out there that's listening, you're going to send that email to spirit@mywavepage.com, and Mr. Schroeder is going to send you a package that's going to assist you in whatever it is that you guys are looking for to be assisted with. Now,
absolutely.
Would you tell us a little bit about you? Let everybody out there know exactly who Joe is.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds, because what I want to do is I want to spend 30 minutes. And I want to add increase, and I want to give people three things that they can do tomorrow to become 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
Wow.
I want to give people a concept. I want to give people three concepts that they can actually apply, insert into their life to breed change immediately. I'm 47 years old. I'm son of a capitalist and a good news merchant. I live just outside New York City. My success... Measured by society would be considered absurd. I almost flunked high school, never went to college, came from a blue-collar family. I was in the slow classes in school. So I wasn't set up and I wasn't bred to become successful. I did street magic. I was so convinced that I didn't fit into society. I was so convinced that I walked around America and I did street magic like David Blaine, which I have on DVD.
Wow.
From 1979 until 1986. And the reason why God inspired me to do that is so I could learn how to draw crowds. I didn't know 10 years later, 15 years later, I would build networks into the thousands. I didn't know that. I was just moved by the spirit. From age 26 to 35, I did meat and seafood door to door. What else am I going to do? No college, can't do fifth grade mathematics. And I sold Omaha steaks, shrimp, lobster, chicken cutlets door to door to thousands of people. So in the magic, by being a street magician, I learned how to draw a crowd. And
by
doing meat and seafood door to door, I didn't have secure income. And the only way I could survive was through personality, wit, and persistence. That's it. I learned how to be comfortable asking for money. I learned how to be comfortable talking to strangers. I learned how to trade commerce. And when I went door to door, back 100 years ago, it seems like 100 years ago, back 15, 20 years ago, I bumped into people that were doing network marketing. And the rest is history. So that's a brief background.
Wow, that is some background. I didn't even realize from us talking earlier that you went through those type of things. But one of the things that I have noticed with a lot of big thinkers is that they didn't really start off where they are today, but a little spark led them to become the people that they are. And just like you were mentioning your background and everything, to be the person and to have made it to where you are today is something phenomenal, but it's also something that your average Joe and Jane can take a look at and say, you know what, I can do this. You know, I can start my own business and do the things that's needed for me to get ahead. Coach Dion, did you have a comment?
I'm here. No, I'm just enjoying it right now.
Okay. Joe, let's
Big,
say...
Big, I want to give you a concept.
Okay.
And I want everybody that's listening, if you're driving, don't do this. But write this concept down. What separates the rich from the poor, there's a whole bunch of concepts. But one of the fundamental concepts that the rich attached to while they were poor, one of the concepts that the rich attached to before they had money, was the concept of separating time from money. I want to say it again. The rich have become interested and learned how to separate time from money. Most people use 9 to 5 to trade hours for money.
Right.
What I figured out how to do was to separate the two, separate time from money. My dream
that
was
probably the most powerful thing you could have said.
Well, it's powerful, Coach, because most people, if you have your own home business, whoever you might be listening, if you're not making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, it's not because you're lazy. It's not because you're dumb. It's not because you don't know how. It's because you haven't yet figured out. The rich don't become successful. The rich don't get rich doing certain things. The rich get rich doing certain things in a certain way. There's a hidden order. Joe, say it again. The rich don't get rich doing certain things. The rich become rich by doing certain things in a certain order. And that hidden order, part of that hidden order, is figuring out how to separate time from money. What does that mean? It means I want to have a 10,000-hour work week. The poor complain about 40 and 60 hours. The rich, they earn income. Oprah Winfrey has a 200,000-hour work week, 200,000 hours. She's got 2,000 people, maybe 5,000, adding their energy to her. So I have this fantasy about dividing my desire, dividing my desire. That's concept number one. I got three concepts. Concept number one, you aren't making $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month of what you're doing. Here's the next move. Here's higher level. Divide your energy into the supply. You don't make money. God never taught us how to make money. God didn't give us the ability to go in the basement and make money. At best, all you can do is invite it. Invite it. The people have the money. The people have the resources. There's millions of dollars with your name on it. The thing is, it's in other people's pockets. And I've divided my desire into other people. Write this down, people. Desire is equity. Desire is equity. Well, Joe, it sounds like rhetoric. What does that mean? Joe, I can't put my arms around that. What does that mean, divide your energy into other people? It means if you Yahoo, if you do a search for some big people, maybe they've got 200,000 pages. If you take your favorite teacher and you Yahoo search their name, maybe they got 200,000, 300 pages. I've got 2 million. 2 million. Are they all me, or is there a few other Joe Schroeders because they got the same name? There's a few. Well, how did I get such a high ranking? Because lots of people know me. Well, how'd that happen? Because I attracted a whole bunch of people because I divided my desire into my supply. Oprah Winfrey divided her desire into us. Malcolm X divided his desire into other people. I divided my desire into an 800 number, and it's free. I divided my desire into a free coaching call every night at 9:27. I divided my want into my plenty. I divided my desire into my plenty. And I wrote 17 books. I divided my desire into 62 audio CDs. And what happened is that when you do that, when you expand self, and that's not rhetoric, when you expand your potential, desire equals God trying to express himself through you. Desire, you got desire? Desire equals God trying to demonstrate through you. When you become the right kind of person, the right kind of people make a circle around you. When you do 3% more than everybody else, people think you're a foul ball and they stare at you. You draw a crowd. So I had my desire and I planted it. You want love? Give a smile. You want money? Give money. You want to make friends? Be friend. You want to build an organization? Build yourself. Multiply who you are. Write a book. Be a coach. Have a teleseminar. Make a CD. Divide yourself into more business cards. Divide yourself into more advertising. And when I did that, thousands and thousands of people used my tools, used my energy. If you stand back, this is deep. This is real deep. This is where it gets to the abyss. This is the dark ocean. Come out with me to where most people can't see. I'm going to show you a vision and a seeing about an inch beneath normal human perception. And it's this. If you study great movies, if you watch Malcolm X, that's the study of man dividing his desire in other people. If you watch Braveheart, if you watch Gladiator, if you watch Rocky Balboa, all of your better movies, you'll see men and women, leaders, dividing their desire into other people. I want to read you two paragraphs from the movie Braveheart. It's Mel Gibson. If you haven't seen Braveheart, you're not in my club. If you haven't watched Braveheart 5 times as a study of leadership in a study of can-do, you're not good enough to buy me a Big Mac over at McDonald's.
Wow.
You want to be in my club, you got to watch Braveheart, you got to watch Malcolm X, you got to watch Gladiator. I'm going to give you a demonstration. I'm going to read 2 paragraphs right now. It's going to be quick, 1 minute. This is Mel Gibson in the movie Braveheart. They're about to go to war. He's got like 1,000 guys, and they're going to go against 10,000. They're going to get their butts kicked. And Mel Gibson's guys want to retreat and go home. This is about 40 minutes into the movie. Listen to how Mel Gibson divides his desire in other people. In your head, think about a Tony Robbins info commercial. Think about why you liked it. Think about why it took 20 or 30 times and he finally got you because he divided it. You can do that tomorrow. I don't care what you do. You're a real estate agent. You're a networker. You own a delicatessen. divide more of yourself, more of your heart into other people. Desire is equity. Let me give you two paragraphs. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You have come to fight as free men, and free men you are. What will you do without freedom? He's challenging their values. He's challenging them. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight? 2,000 of us against 10,000 of them. One of you says, no, we will not fight. Two of you say, no, we will run and we will live. And Mel Gibson shouts back, yes, fight and you may die. Run and you will at least live a while. And on your dying bed many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one? To come back here right now as a young man and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they will never take our freedom. That's an example of leadership. That's an example of dividing your desire into other people. My demonstration right now is an example of me dividing my heart into you. Here's this guy named Big. One day he's 17 years old, playing on the basketball court. He doesn't know what he's doing. Then 20 years later, he's talking in front of millions of people. Think Big Radio. Why? Because some kid called Big grew up with a big dream. Because some guy had spine and he had gumption. And not seeking profit. He decided to divide himself and his heart into other people. That's what this radio show does. That's what big people do. That's what big thinkers do instinctually. Number one, divide your desire into your supply. You didn't place enough ads. You weren't nice to enough people. Here's a little secret. You couldn't be a 50 Cent. You couldn't be an Eminem. You couldn't be a Russell Simmons. You couldn't be a Rev Run. Couldn't happen. Unless you were the nicest guy in the world. I don't care how much talent you got. They don't let you in unless you're likable. Yeah, those guys play tough. But you couldn't get the key for the treasure. Unless you were turning a whole bunch of people on. What you do to other people, God does to you. What
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. We need you to get out your email information once again for those tuning in, and then we're going to let you carry on because we just have to make these announcements from time to time because anybody that's calling in right now, they need to know how to reach you, Joe. So give them your info.
My email is spirit@mywavepage.com. Spirit@mywavepage.com. Wave as in ocean. MyWavePage.com. Spirit of MyWavePage.com.
And we definitely agree with the part that deals with likable and what you do to the other people. As big thinkers, you know, a lot of people don't get the message. And it's that message of, you know, pretty much doing unto others and doing the right thing that makes you who you are today. And the division of Joe, I'm just going to let you finish because you're making the points that we think about making and that we only make at certain times. But you can just go right ahead. Let me just say one thing. Coach Dion, did you have any comments or any questions before Joe starts again?
None at all. This is so great, Joe. I'm just writing down every bit of piece of information that you're saying.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for this. This is so awesome.
I want to tell everybody, if you got a pen and paper, I want you to study ne'er-do-wells, plucky-pluck, poverty-stricken people. And I'm going to use some names, and you've all heard of them. I want you to study the poverty of Johnny Cash, of Bill Clinton, of Abe Lincoln, of Ben Franklin, of Thomas Jefferson, of Galileo. Actually, spend a minute and study about billionaire Tom Monahan from Domino's Pizza. Read his book, Pizza Tiger. Study the poverty of Joe Schroeder. What you're going to uncover is that the distance between poverty and success, poverty and wealth, poverty and affluence, the distance between those two can be measured by the words that you say. In the beginning, there was what? The word. When I didn't have a penny, I had words, and I used forward speech. And I walked around without a penny in my pocket and broke, and I used words. And what I told other people they could do, I was secretly giving myself permission of increase. What you tell other people they can do, when you fight and you argue for the rise of other people. Well, Joe, I've got $20,000 in credit card debt. I got a failing business. I call Think Big Radio to get pumped up. It's hard to get pumped up when you got $20,000 in debt. I got a sick person at home. Joe, give me something tomorrow. Add increase into other people's lives. What you do to other people, God does to you. Study all the great people of this world. They used words. They didn't have money.
Okay, Joe.
Yes.
I just had a conversation probably 30 minutes before the show actually started with a friend of mine, and she made this statement, you know, I wish I could just do this and then all would be free. And when she said that, of course, I gave her the powers of the advocate. There's never I wish, all there is to do it. But when, like, one of the things she said was desire equals God trying to flow through you or God flowing through you.
Yeah.
What advice can you give to our listeners who are stuck or who are afraid to step into what they have a passion in doing? Because it's creating your millions, going through with your passion, with what you're passionate about.
The law of attraction is the law of love. He who made you. Now this is deep, and I'm going to take you guys on a 6-minute tour. Coach Dion just asked the question, how do you get started if sometimes you don't believe? Is that correct?
Yes, and we have our seatbelts and we're ready to take the
All right, I'm going to say it slowly.
I'm going to say it slowly
because we got new people. We got thousands of people worldwide, and they're new, and you're all part-time millionaires. And if you don't have the million, guess what? You're already a part-time because you're adding your desire and your plenty into your love. The money may not have shown up. Madonna was a millionaire before the money showed up. Caesar was Caesar before he was Caesar.
Absolutely.
Coach Dion was Coach Dion when she was just Dion.
Absolutely.
10 years ago. All right, here's a concept. The guy is 40 years old. He's peeved. He hates his job. He's upset. You want to know why? Because 20 years ago, he was arrogant. And he was full of ego, and he decided what he was going to do. Now, follow me here. Follow me. The reason why people are upset at age 35, 40, 45 is because they decided what they were going to do when they were kids, and they haven't stopped. The distinction is that great people don't decide what they're going to do. Great people discover what they're going to do. They heard a voice in their head. Oprah Winfrey didn't decide to be Oprah Winfrey. She discovered it. Great people discover it. They discover what they love. The law of attraction is the law of love. God is love, whoever your God is. And if you're doing what you hate, you can't fully express the harvest that was born into you at your birth. And as an instinctual being, the guy is upset. He's frustrated. He's actually living a shame. Why? He hates what he's doing. Why? He's not doing what he was born into. He doesn't love what he's doing. Well, Joe, what's the first step? The first step is to thy own self be true. The first step is to be a law unto self. The first step is to engage. You don't got to go full time. The first step is to engage and do what you love. Joe, how do I know what that location is? Because where you were born to be is where you will be ultimately most celebrated. People spend their entire lives and work in a location where they're only tolerated. Where you were born to be is where you will be most celebrated. I didn't say make the most money. Where you were born to be will feel like home. Where you were born to be, where you should be, is a secret obsession that you can't shake. That's a clue. When you move into a new location and you're received like family, that's a clue. Silence. Excuse me?
I'm just laughing because you're so right on the money. And these lines, we have so many live listeners listening in and calling in, and we know that we can't accept any questions right now because you're only on a limited amount of time with us. So
I'm on a roll, man.
We're going to let you carry on.
This is Think Big Radio, guys. The host is Big. The co-host is Coach God is Dion. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Coach Big, how often are you guys here at this radio show?
We're here Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on Sundays, you'd like to catch our Inspirational Insight, where one of the Think Big hosts will motivate your team into action.
Absolutely. ThinkBigRadio.com.
And Big, I'm glad you said the word team, because, Joe, I want you to touch a little bit about having a team. You did earlier at the beginning when you talked about dividing your energy into the supply.
Yeah.
That's building a team. Talk to our listeners about how to get that team together.
How to build a team.
How do you start dividing your energy into your supply?
It depends on what business you're in, but if you look at and this is so simple, it's trite, and you got to forgive me. I forgot to bless the call when I got started. I forgot to bless it. Hold on one second.
Oh, we blessed it.
Hold on one second. My prosperity prospers 10,000 people. Their prosperity prospers me. One more time. The good news merchant prayed into himself. My prosperity prospers 10,000 people. 10,000 people's prosperity prospers me. Concept number one, divide your desire into your supply. Absolutely. What was the second concept? Who was a good listener? What was the second concept?
I had to mute my phone. The second concept was desire is equity, or it's desire
that,
is... Go ahead.
That was the first concept. Divide your desire into your supply. What was the second concept? Anybody?
Well, I mean, I had to divide your energy was the second concept. Yes. That's okay. We got the first is desire is equity. Divide your energy. Now what's the second?
Well, you gotta use words. Second concept is to be a good news merchant and use forward speed. You gotta use words.
Right.
Gotta use words.
Okay.
Study all the great people. They used words. They were able to draw a crowd because they gave people a heightened sense of self. They gave people a heightened sense of self through words. The game is, I don't care what business you're in, the game is to draw a crowd of 2 people, 5 people, 10 people. If you can't do that, you don't have a business and you don't have a game.
Right.
The third concept is this, and it's simple. Your mess is your message. I want to say it again. Your mess is your message. If you look at any great person, I don't care who it is, if you look at Madonna, Muhammad Ali, Ozzy Osbourne, Eminem, 50 Cent, I don't care who it is. They brought their authentic self to the table. Joe, I've heard that before. It doesn't sound like it's new to me. Let me give you guys news. If you want to be a leader and you want to be attractive, by bringing all of your crap to the table, by bringing all of your history to the table, most people want to hide. Most people want to pretend. Most people want to act like they're big and they're not. Most people are afraid to reveal their history.
Wow.
Here's the secret. Here's the secret. If you'll bring all of your mess to the table and just keep it real, and you won't hide your history, you give everybody else permission to bring all of themselves to the table. They will secretly want to follow you and love you because you have a sense of self that they wish they possessed. Elton John, yes.
We have about 3 minutes left before we have to let you go. I know you told us to tell you at a certain time. I'm just letting you know that. If you have anybody you want to thank or, you know, continue this at a later date, we can do that.
Well, I just want to thank God, and if you guys can tell me, if you guys can hear me, I hope you can hear the spirit. I don't trust what I can see. I don't trust. I was poor, and I'm going to close with this, Big. I was poor for many years because I lived by what I could see. Circumstance was something that I used to measure what I was able to do. Here's a higher truth. Don't let what you don't have be reason or cause not to do what you shouldn't do. Let me repeat that. Don't let what you don't have be a reason or excuse not to do or be that which you were born to do or have. When I was broke, I used circumstance to justify my mediocrity. When I didn't have $200 15 years ago, oh, it's my mother's fault. Oh, I hate my job. Oh, it rained today. To get to where I am right now, I learned to discount what I could see, and now the only real value I have is what's in my head, what I can hear, and what the spirit talks to me. Silence is the voice of God.
Wow.
Silence is the voice of God. A life worth living is a life worth recording. You want to change your life? Walk around with a legal pad for a month. Don't walk without it. God doesn't give money. God gives concepts. God doesn't give money. He gives concepts, and you can't hear it. He's got inspiration. He's got hunches. Capture them. Capture them. Capture them. And that's
wow.
It.
You're
so really quick, can you please just give us again, though, the three steps?
Number one, divide your desire into your supply. Number two, the power of words. You'll never out-earn your lips. You'll never out-earn your lips. What stems through your heart fills your spirit and falls out of your mouth, lands in your pocketbook. You can't out-earn your mouth. What you say about comes about. What you think about. I didn't say think. What you think about comes about. Concept one, desire, is equity. Concept two, you can't out-earn your lips. Concept number three, your mess is your message.
Your message.
Love it.
Bring yourself. Okay.
You have just truly blown all of us away, Joe.
Absolutely.
This was some great information.
Thank you,
Joseph,
thank you, thank you, everybody.
We want to get out because we know that you're a busy man and you have a lot of people to touch. If you can just say your email again, then me and Coach Dion will take over and you can get to what you have to do.
I got a package for all my new Good News Merchant buddies. My name is Joe Schroeder. I'm a minister of more and a preacher of plenty. I've got a package for you. Email me. My email is, and this is my direct email. This is not a website. I'm not going to give you a website. I don't want to capture you. All right? I'm a real person. You're a real person. If you email me comments about the show and you give me your full contact information, you're going to, not maybe, you're going to get a package at your house. My email is spirit@mywavepage.com. spirit@mywavepage.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, and last but not least, forward speak. From now on, we got a new rule. Whenever you walk into a room, you walk into a room and you say, yes, 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 yes. Whenever you leave a room, when you leave a room, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You always walk in. You walk in, you own the room. When you walk in, you give everybody a future promise. When you leave, it's forward speak. You bless everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Take care,
right,
Joe. Thank you so much.
Okay, for those out there listening, I see we have a number of phone calls. What we're going to do now is we're going to go to some of these phone calls so that you can make some brief statements. The first phone number is 7. Let me let everybody know. We have a 773-243. We have
That's
a 918.
That's me.
Okay, we have a 918-361, a 262-853, a 773-752. So we're going to take the 918-361 so that you can make a statement about tonight's show, and we're going to move on to the next caller. So 918-361, you're going to state where you're from and your name.
This is Ontarian Hawkins from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, Ontarian Hawkins from Tulsa, Oklahoma. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Awesome call, man.
Did you enjoy the show?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to talk to you a while longer because we know that you're the person responsible for getting Mr. Schroeder on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the next call, and then we're going to let you make a comment and maybe any questions you have to ask. Okay, 262 area code with 853 first digit. One second.
Delgado, it was an awesome call.
Okay, well, where are you from, and what's your name?
I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I know Joe, and I work with Joe, and he does nothing but change lives. He's changed mine and changed mindset, and I'm at a loss for words because Joe's just incredible. And you all heard the call yourself, you know, and what he talked about, and
really
quick, tell us what changed in your life.
We're gonna take this next call and get them on the line. 773-752 area code. Give us 1 second, you'll be on. Okay, 773-752. Where are you from, and what's your name?
My name is Danny Michael from Chicago, Illinois. I just came in on the end of it. I was in on the sort of the middle part, but my phone kept going in and out. My cell phone had to switch phones, so I missed a lot of. But I did catch the last part. Well, the three things he was speaking of. What caught me was the thing about telling people, getting people to say what their whole background is. And I just want to add a fourth thing to that. That was very good. Fourth thing is that you got to be talking to listeners. That's one of the other most important thing is in the business is to have a listening ear to know exactly what your people want.
Right. Your message is your message. That was number three. Now we have another call here. I'm not too sure about it. It's a 000 area code. So let me just see if that's someone from.
First off, wait a minute, big. So to our last two callers, I think her name was Donna from Milwaukee. And then the caller we just had from Chicago. We want to thank you guys so much for listening. We want to thank you for calling in. We really appreciate who you are and just taking time out for yourself. to listen to Think Big listeners. I mean, Think Big Radio. So thank you guys for calling in. Dude, you were just rushing them through. I know we have a lot of callers, though, so go ahead and take the next call.
Okay, 000 area code. I'm not familiar with that code, or even if you're in Illinois. Who are you and where are you from? Okay, 000 area code. Are you online?
I was going to say they may be calling from online, but they're probably not getting through clear.
Okay, I'm just going to hang up on that person.
Okay.
Okay, we're down to 918 area code and 773. 918, that's Ontarion, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yeah.
Ontarion, did you, how did you meet Joe? We're going to just do some interviews real quick on how did you meet Joe. Joe, how did you meet Joe?
Well, I actually met Joe through a friend of mine who I know out of New York. Her name is Lene Stewart, and she actually introduced me to the community called a Million Mind March, and she, you know, we're both in business, and she introduced me. She said, "Hey, Ontario, you got to come on this this conference call. You know, you just got to hear this stuff. You never heard it before." And I said, "Okay, Lene, you know, for you, I'll check it out. You know, because I always wanted to find a community where I can be around a bunch of entrepreneurs and mastermind and just know people, and like you said, to be celebrated. So the first time I heard the call, I was hooked. That's all I need to hear. And I started.
Wow, and you know what's funny, that comes also along with what Joe brought out in number one, which was desire is equity and divide your energy, because you, living where you are, heard from a person who was in all the way across the country, and we're able to find out about him. Now, 773-752 area code. What's your name again? 773-752? Okay, I guess they're off right now. So, Joe, it looks like it appears just Ontario, and it looks like it just appears to be you. So tell us a little bit about the story.
My story? My background?
No, well, about Joe, how you met Joe.
Oh,
and,
Joe,
and
how
things
I met
like
Joe.
That.
Okay. Once I got on the call, which we, you know, those calls are every Monday through Wednesday, I was actually hooked into the community. It's something that I've been praying for. I wanted to hear it, and I started reading. You know, he gives out a lot of free information, like he talked about the 800 number and a lot of free PDF files that you can go read about the information. And that's all I need to see. And once I knew that there was a mastermind group or a bunch of entrepreneurs that get together and celebrate each other and help each other out in business. And the main thing to get you to think right, because the majority of people that quit in business is because they don't think right. They're not focused enough. They don't have that vision that's in their head.
Wow.
So now I see my vision, no matter the circumstances, no matter what I go through. Nothing can stop me. It's like a freight train.
Wow, that's great.
It's like putting on magnifying glass, like looking through the telescope, and you can see everything.
Wow.
You know, this guy's, you know, I've seen everything. You know, he's changed my life for the better. I take these concepts everywhere I go, and that increases, you know, in the other people.
I think that goes aligned with what Joe talked about when he said that you always, and I've heard this before, and I preach this, you always go there in the mind first.
Right.
And then everything else will just follow through.
That's right.
And, you know, when you take on that concept, you will definitely become unstoppable.
That's right.
Okay, Ontario, we appreciate you for your comments. Our shows are normally 45 minutes, and we're right at that point. Coach Dion, do you have anything to say or mention? And then at that point,
you know, this was just an awesome show. I'm going to go back and re-listen to it and write down the points that I missed. And just all we need to do is, you know, we always hear inspirational things, and they're all saying the exact same thing. We just need to hear, you know, take the information and live it. And enjoy life, everyone.
Okay, so we're going to finish out with one of our very own commercials. And, of course, you're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Think big, everyone.
Honey, we need to hurry. I'm going to go pull the car around.
I'm coming.
Well, look at you looking like you lost a pound or two.
I lost more than a pound or two. I lost 3 dress sizes over the last 3 weeks.
Really? 3 weeks?
Yeah. Ever since I joined D's Life, those pounds have disappeared. I can even fit into those jeans again.
Oh, you mean those jeans that
Yeah. Those jeans.
Oh, my.
I told Lisa about D's Life a month ago, and she had to get last-minute alterations on her wedding gown. Her maid of honor had weight loss surgery last year, and she uses D's Lifestyle to exercise, eat healthy, and keep the weight off.
Really?
And it really works. Now all of my girlfriends want to know about D's Life.
Cool. How about we come home after the ceremony, and you change into those jeans before the reception?
You crazy.
Join now and get 50% off D's Life Detox Program. Call 888-225-1929. Or log on to www.dslifenow.com.
Blog Talk Radio.